Tomas, we are back, my friend. You know what that means? Time for a little bit more Tasty Live with this market measure. Even the S&P's up 8, NASDAQ up 1, Russell up 5, and the Dow, even with Disney lower, up 90.
That is really much to do about nothing.
It sure is.
Where is Disney right now?
So down $8.50 a minute ago. It's down $9.65.
There you go. I'm Tom Sosnoff. He's Tony Batista. It's 9:08. It is sometime Tuesday in May. I don't know what day it is. May 7th. We're going to do just a couple of, like, 2 minutes of just telling you where we're going to be, because we always got to promote our own stuff. Mm-hmm. Since we don't run ads anywhere else or do anything else. A week from this Saturday, we are going to be in Seattle, Washington. Yeah, a lot of traveling to do coming up. So we're going to be in Seattle on May 18th, Saturday morning, for Building a Complex Portfolio. There's six of us going. It should be a huge show. We haven't been to the Pacific Northwest in a long, long time. We are so excited. Everybody is. And we're going to have a crazy 24 hours in. It is really going to be sleepless in Seattle this time. We're leaving Chicago on Friday. We're heading home on like Saturday afternoon. So it's going to be a quick turnaround for us. And the whole gang's on its way. We are looking forward to it.
Soft. We used to do two of these in a weekend. You do one now in a weekend.
It's a great show. I know, because I wrote the webinars before it, and it is something we've really worked hard to put together. It's the most comprehensive thing we've ever done, you know, educational event.
Wait, let me look a little closer. It says, Building a Complex Portfolio, an Active Trader's Path to Success, written and sponsored by Tom Sosnoff. I see it there at the bottom.
Written and produced. Executive producer.
Executive producer Tom Sosnoff. Grip. Tom Sosnoff.
Screenwriter
and producer, Tom Sosnoff.
This is the first multi-exchange collaboration ever. We have the CBO and the CME co-sponsoring these events with us. And so it's kind of amazing. We took a lot of work to get both these exchanges to do it. So if you have an opportunity and you're anywhere close, we still have room in Seattle. And again, it's a week from Saturday. The event is free, and grab somebody else to come with you if you can do that. Mm-hmm. I think we have a big place out there. Also, three weeks after that, we'll be in London at the O2 in London, and we are going to be completely sold out of that event probably by this weekend or early next week. I don't know exactly when, but and then we'll go to a wait list. So if you haven't signed up for London yet, please do. It's also going to be giveaways at both events. There happens to be a concert that night in London, so we're going to be raffling off some tickets. Last year, we took a bunch of Tasty Traders to a baseball game, Cubs versus Cardinals. This year, we're taking people to Weezer Smashing Pumpkins. They're at the same place that night. Only about 10 people will win. And then same show in London, though. Everybody's going over there. It should be great. Can't wait. And that is on Saturday, June 8th. If you haven't signed up for London, please do now, or we're going to be completely full. If you haven't signed up for Seattle yet, please do. We have room in Seattle, so we'd love to, accommodate everybody. After that, we'll be in Chicago on July 13th. So please, feel free to sign up for that. There's plenty of room for the remaining five events this year. Also, when you go to tastylive.com/events, you can see we are signing people up for Geeks. This is a live stream event. It's going to be played on June 29th. That's a Saturday morning. Beth, I think it's at 10 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
10 o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning, June 29th. If you want to own a version of this, this is a digital collectible. It's like an NFT. If you want your own version, all you have to do, it's free. Just sign up by June 27th, 2 days before we actually broadcast it. So if you sign up by June 27th, you will own it forever. It'll be held on a private blockchain until we can move it to a Tasty blockchain, which we haven't built yet, but we can move it to a Tasty wallet, hopefully, very soon. But you will own it, you'll have access to it, unlimited, and this is going to be the first time we've done Geeks in since 2019. 2020 got canceled because of the pandemic. So it's been 4 years. Dr. Data, Ryan Grace, TP, Jim Schultz, Julia Spina, Anton Kulikov, and Jacob Perlman. Do you know? Well, I was going to say Jacob's been with us the longest of all these people, but it's not true. TP's been here from the start.
Well, I mean,
he is what he is.
On paper.
No, he's been here. So anyway, we have seven speakers. It's about a 2.5 hour event, and you can watch it whenever you want, as many times as you want, whatever. But if you don't sign up for the live stream, you cannot get it. There's no going back later. It's a one-time sign up. If you sign up for it, you don't have to watch it that day. You can watch it anytime you want, or you can watch it when we live stream.
You have it. It's yours.
Yeah, you own it. It's yours. Anyway, that's Geeks. And also, I have something special to tell you that before Scott comes on the show, he's probably going to kill me, but this week on Thursday night, Scott is going to be in LA giving a very short talk on kind of like a roundtable on entrepreneurship. And it is going to be, I think, from 5:30 to 9:30, and it'll probably start around 6:30 where Scott's talking. But if anybody's in LA and would like to meet Scott, and it's an event, we will comp the tickets for it. But it's in Westwood. So if you're near UCLA or Westwood, Scott is going to be talking with a couple of other entrepreneurs, and they're going to be answering some questions. Then he'll have time afterwards to mingle with you. I think we have 10 spots. If anybody would like to go out and meet Scott and you're in the LA area and it's not too far to get to Westwood, it's right on Broxton, which is kind of the main drag in Westwood. And I'll send you all the information and an electronic ticket. The first 10 people that reach out to me, if you're there, we have space to go say hi to Scott, shake hands, and listen to whatever. I don't know what stories Scott's going to tell, and God knows he can tell stories. But
he can tell a long-winded story. We don't know.
A lot of stories. But afterwards, he'll mingle and answer questions and whatever else it is. It's just a networking event.
Will they send the email to?
To me, tom@tastylive.com.
Perfect.
Just tom@tastylive.com, and I'll send you a little sign-up thing, and you can go sign up yourself and just go over. Like I said, we'll eat the cost. So I don't think it's a lot. It's only like $20, $25, whatever, but I got it. Don't worry about that. But to the first 10 people that sign up, 10 people to write me emails, you can go see Scott on this Thursday night in L.A. In Westwood.
Very sweet.
Okay.
Good, good, good.
Perfect.
Me likey.
All right.
Awesome.
So we decided to do a funky little piece today because a lot of people, believe it or not, have asked for this. And this is kind of, every Tuesday we do a zero DT piece.
Mm-hmm.
And
sponsored by the CBOE.
Sure. Thanks, Sibo. The zero DTs are super interesting to a lot of people. I didn't trade any zero DTs today, but it's not relevant. We decided to look at weeks versus hours. So, like I said, there's about 7 hours in a day. A little less. 8:30
trading to hours?
3, 6.5.
Yeah.
And if you take basically, let's say 6.5 or 7 hours in a 45 day cycle. If you do days to hours, weeks to hours, I'm sorry. We decided to compare.
Okay.
And I think you're going to find the results to be super interesting.
Now, the daily options have been very popular and successful with a lot of the premium selling strategies that we've shown because the market accommodated, right? Like anything. If you're bullish on a stock and you have a bullish position, the stock goes higher, you're a genius. If you're bearish, it goes lower, you're a genius. The market has to cooperate to sell premium in these shorter days.
What if you're just a genius?
What's that?
What if you're a genius before that happens and then you lose money trading zeros?
Does that
make you less of a genius?
A few geniuses in the trading world, they're not always necessarily successful.
At Tasty, we have long...
I've met a couple of not-so-geniuses, and they are successful.
At Tasty, we have long experience in trading 45-day expiration options. Newer traders may have more comfort in the rapid world of zero DT options. A zero DT trade placed at market open is open for just about as many hours as a 45-day trade is in weeks, right?
Yes, sir.
Six and a half times seven is basically the same as 6.5 hours in a zero DTA. We're close enough, okay? We're picking pennies here. So how do these two trades compare over their lifespan? What do you think?
You're going to ask me how? I mean, how do they compare to each other?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to have to say that the, because you're not managing here, you're just opening it and closing it, keeping it on for the 7 hours, right? I'm going to say that the 45-day does better.
Okay, let's take a look. I think you're going to be surprised by the results here. They're pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Let's go to, here it is.
Don't mind being
surprised. So we used 1 year of data in the SPX options. We used 15 years of data in the 45-day options. Okay, that's plenty of data.
Mm-hmm.
A full year of zeros and a 15 years of 45 days. We examined selling strangles with the initial legs at 20 deltas. That was my choice.
Okay.
Because they were like, where should you put the legs? I'm like, 20 deltas.
That's what we've done in real life. I mean, that's where we look at it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And both the zero DTs at the market open, 20 deltas, short strangles, and 45 days, market open, 45 days, 20 deltas, right? We contrasted the hourly performance as a percent of the initial credit for the zeros with the weekly performance of the 45-day trades. So 1 week equals 1 hour. You good?
So far?
Okay. All right. This is going to be fun. Drum roll. All right. So first, 45-day strangles. The average P&L change over the first 2 weeks was plus 11%. Now, let's understand, just I'm going to give you a rough estimate here, because 15 years, you know, we were a lot lower 15 years ago. But right now, a 20 delta strangle, let's just call it $5. I'm just guessing. I don't care. Just say $5. That's what it is. 11% after 2 weeks means you make 50 cents. I don't want that number to seem like it's something massive.
Right.
You're making 50 cents. The P&L change in the second 2 weeks is 24%. That's kind of your meat, right? The second 2 weeks. The third 2 weeks is probably the worst part of these trades, obviously the worst part, of minus 2 and the 16% for the final week. That's how they broke it down. Now, what's so interesting about this is exactly the reason why we manage trades, 45-day trades, at 21 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because you make all your money in the first 4 weeks.
Right.
Which is, you know, let's just say we say the first 24 days. This is 28 days, so it's a little bit more, but whatever. You can see the numbers here. Also, when you talk about the standard deviation of risk, of P&L change, you have like no risk. In the first 4 weeks, you make more money than your standard deviation of risk. You make your 6% standard deviation of risk, 11% you make. 12% standard deviation of risk, 24% you make. It completely flips over. When people say, why do you manage these things early or cover early? Here's your freaking reason right in front of you. Why would you,
now, Sparky?
Why would you ever take like so much more risk in the second half? I mean, this is the best slide. We should just save this slide forever. Mm-hmm. Beth, don't ever get rid of this slide.
You got
it. Mark it, bookmark it. We'll show it a million times. Look at the final week. You make 16%, but you take four times that in essentially close to four, three times in risk. The third 2 weeks is the death trade. Now we're going to go to the zeros. Next slide, please. So we go to the zero DT strangles. This is a little bit different. Do you notice what the huge similarity here is? That the second 2 hours is your moneymaker. Now, I've done really well in the first 2 hours. Doesn't show it on here, but the first 2 hours have been better to us. And but the second two
first,
hours.
The first 30, 40 minutes of the trade, we're in it pretty quickly.
Well, these said they did this by 2 hours.
I know, I'm just saying.
The first 2 hours, a little bit, because they did it right on the opening too.
Mm-hmm.
But right on the opening, first 2 hours on over a year, not too great. Second 2 hours is your payday with a very reasonable standard deviation. You obviously take more risk in the zero DTs. The third 2 hours is the troublesome. And if you can hold out to the last 2 hours, that's when you had the most decline and made the most money. Now, that's really hard to do because
you're watching yourself go from a positive to a negative. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to work out all the time this way.
And your standard deviation of P&L change is like five times what you're going
to
make.
Right. So you're going to watch yourself with wild swings, the exact opposite of what you would hope to have in a trade.
The second 2 hours is your wheelhouse.
Then you get paid.
It's not, you take so much more risk in the zero DTs. You get paid fast, but you take so much more risk. Let's go to the next slide. So the takeaways, both the zeros and the 45-day trades have more stable prices earlier in their lifespans. 45-day trades, however, often made the most of their money in the first half, while the zero DT trades frequently waited until near the close to give up much of their premium. Whether you are a zero DT trader looking to get into 45 days or a more traditional trader looking to try out zero DTEs, remember to start small so you can stay active and attentive so that you don't get surprised by the different speeds and the different dynamics. They are not the same animal.
No, they're not. That was really good research because we really haven't looked at it in that kind of in-depth time frame of the overall position. So I got to give my hat off to the team. Hey, Tom, quick question. I know you usually take a lot of people out after your events and stuff like that. Will Scott be taking people out? I mean, should we ask him when he comes in here next?
The answer is no. He's already.
Sure he's not going to take people out? I mean, you've been very generous with your time.
I am a different animal. Scott does not. Listen.
Scott doesn't play well with others?
He plays well with others. Scott's very nice. He plays well with others. The problem with Scott is he has a cutoff. And he also
hard stop, they
is
call
a hard stop.
Industry.
And he also doesn't understand, like, he doesn't have the stamina I have.
Right, right.
He's soft.
Right, he's soft.
He gets tired.
Right, right, right.
He likes his food. You know, he likes to
get. I can understand that. I see that.
And he's got to fly round trip to LA in a few hours. So, like, it's hard.
Yeah.
And he doesn't do well with that. Like,
we haven't done that for decades of our career, but sure.
He needs a nurse.
One time he's doing it.
He needs a helper monkey, a nurse, you know, like he needs a lot of things with him.
Right.
But he's going to be great at the event. So, yeah.
Awesome. Sure. Awesome. Well, listen, maybe you could bring him a donut. We'll take a quick 90-second break and come back. We got more Tasty Live after this with, Joy, your friend and mine from the Scott Sheridan Studios, Mr. Scott Sheridan next. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Live, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live, Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live, Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered introducing broker.